My website, michaelsavage.com, was attacked and taken down for a short period a while back by an invader after I happened to criticize the UK leadership for the release of the Lockerbie bomber. Okay? Joining us now with his thoughts on this is Selwyn Duke.
Hi, Michael. Great to be here again as an invited guest on the Savage Nation. Unfortunately, as many in the audience know, you had some uninvited guests at your website recently. I'm talking about some hackers who worked their way into your site and caused it to shut down for an hour the Saturday before last. Now, I know, Michael, that you theorized that perhaps the British government was behind the attack, given the hackers' timing. After all, their intrusion came right after you harshly criticized the UK for its release of Lockerbie bomber Abdel Basset al-Megrahi, which, by the way, we now hear might have been an amnesty for oil deal. But be that as it may, we also know that you've long been in the UK's crosshairs, since they banned you from traveling to their country for reasons of political correctness. That is, they wanted to ban certain Muslim terrorists from their soil, which is understandable, of course, but they also didn't want to be accused of bigotry in singling out Muslims. So, what did they do? Well, as I've said before, they pulled a Neville Chamberlain, and they traded your reputation for peace in our time. By the way, a strategy that only guarantees they'll be in pieces in time.
Well, that's for sure. If the Brits keep this up, they'll be banned from their own country.
Yeah, Michael, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, it seems like common sense is already banned with the UK's bizarro world of political correctness, which involves, you might say, a rather unique blend of Orwell's 1984 and Monty Python, so maybe the common man is next. But anyway, Michael, getting back to the attack on your website, it would be interesting if you could trace the Internet Protocol address that this hacker attack originated from. And I'll tell you why. You see, I agree that the attack might be associated with the UK's targeting of you, but my theory is a bit different. I think it has to do with the fact that your well-publicized problems, and I mean the ban, the lawsuit, the whole nine yards, have increased your profile, especially overseas and in certain hostile circles, specifically hostile leftist and Islamic ones. And I say this because of history, because the attack is part of a pattern. The fact is that MichaelSavage.com is the latest in a long line of traditionalist websites victimized by hacker intrusion. And I'll mention a few. You have the Daily Telegraph. You have Glenn Reynolds' site, Instapundit.com, HughHewitt.com, Powerline.com, a major Fox News site, and, most notably here, the anti-Islamist site, JihadWatch.com. They were all victims, and that's just a handful. In fact, listen to this. In 2006, 27 traditionalist hosting matters blogs were all taken down at the same time. And I've got a personal story here, too. NewsWithViews.com, which publishes my work, seems to have been attacked more than once. For instance, I can tell you that just earlier this year, I received a call from its publisher telling me that its email account was being targeted and that I'd have to contact them via a different email address. So that's how common it is. I've got personal experience with this myself. And there's something else. Now, since I don't make any effort to be fair and balanced, just fair and truthful, so I guess I'm out of step with the times, I'm going to say that it seems like these cyber attacks are right out of the left's playbook. I mean, you don't see people on the right doing this too much. In fact, listen to this. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security itself issued a report just this past January, and it said that left-wing extremists were likely to increase the use of these attacks during the next decade. Moreover, the left's strange Islamist bedfellows use this tactic quite liberally as well. For instance, in 2008, it seems like they didn't like Dutch anti-Islamist commentary such as politician Geert Wilders' movie Fitna too much. So, you know what the cyber jihadis did? They launched an attack on a Dutch hosting company that affected more than 200 websites. Oh, and I should mention something else. The attack on JihadWatch.com was traced back to guess where? Turkey. And an attack on another anti-Islamist site originated with computers in our great ally, Saudi Arabia.
Well, I guess this speaks volumes about the people launching these cyber attacks because they seem to think that attacking websites is a substitute for having insights.
Yes, Michael, and this is why it wouldn't surprise me at all if the attack on your site was the handiwork of Islamists, perhaps in a Muslim country, perhaps in Britain, I don't know. But what we can know for sure is that if Islamists aren't the culprit, their leftist fifth column certainly is. But whatever the case, and people have to understand this, Cyber attacks are far from harmless. They're a type of virtual vandalism, you might say. And as you can attest, Michael, they cause the target to incur reparative costs. And sometimes I imagine they're quite high. Not only that, there's also the possibility, this might not have happened too much, but it is a possibility, that if such costs become too high for a hosting company, it just might refuse to host the targeted site. And this would cause the web page to disappear from the internet until and unless it was able to find a different hosting company. Now, getting back to the U.S. Department of Homeland Security report, you know something? It isn't surprising that the left would have no compunction about using cyber attacks. And listen, we can't truly appreciate the threat posed by the left unless we understand why. The reason is this. Understand that the left is morally relativistic at its core, meaning its members generally don't believe in absolute moral truth. Now, because of this, there's nothing to govern their agenda except for their own desires, their own feelings. In other words, a person who understands that we're meant to govern ourselves with that eternal unchanging moral yardstick called truth realizes that the end doesn't really justify the means, that Machiavellian idea. Now, sure, he may not be perfect, but he understands that he can't just follow his heart, as is so fashionable to say nowadays. He knows that his emotions aren't the arbiters of reality. And this is, by the way, understand this, why Saul the Red Alinsky, you know, that guy who influenced Obama and who wrote the book Rules for Radicals, why Alinsky instructed his followers to force their adversaries, and that means us, by the way, to live up to their own principles. Because, you see, he understood that we actually have some. But the left, on the other hand, proceeds largely unencumbered by morality. They really do, morality properly understood. Whatever helps them achieve their immediate goal, instituting faux marriage, desensitizing people to abortion, stifling anti-Islamist dissent, or whatever the flavor of the day might be, is justifiable in their minds. Their values, quote-unquote, originate from within and change with the winds of convenience. So, while we traditionalists fight abiding by Queensbury rules, you know what? Our enemies go at it no holds barred. Of course, we can never take this leaf out of the left's book, because this would require a complete abandonment of morality. But we also have to be careful not to bring a knife to a gunfight, as they say. As for your website, Michael, if it's any consolation, it was only hacked because, you know why? You're big enough and bold enough to make a difference, that's why. To irritate the powers that be, or the powers that want to be. I mean, my website, selwynduke.com, there's my shameless plug, has never been deemed hack-worthy. I also can still travel to Britain, so I must be doing something wrong. Michael, thanks for having me on the show, and God bless you and the millions of others in the Savage Nation.
Thanks, Selwyn.